There was a time that I was speaking in Nicaragua and I was in a restaurant having lunch on a break, and it was in a poor area of the city, and this little kid came in off the street and he came right up to my table. I was sitting there with a friend and he looked hungry. He was dirty, he was poor, he was wearing no shoes, he had a grubby t-shirt on and shorts, and he came up to our table and he was just looking at our food. I had a burger and fries. And he just stared, and the little boy shared that he hadn't eaten in 3 days. So we pull a chair up beside our table. He sits down with us. We got him a plate. We put fries onto his plate. We squirted ketchup. And he took those fries and he took the ketchup and he started slurping up all the ketchup with his fries. And he wanted more ketchup, so we squirted more ketchup and he took his fries and used them as a utensil and he slurped up all the ketchup. And there was just a transformation in this little boy. He went from this look of pain in his eyes. He sort of came alive. And I think about this experience coming across somebody who hasn't eaten in 3 days. He was hurting. He was hungry. And what did we do? We gave him some food. When somebody is physically starving, you give them bread. We know what physical starvation looks like, but do we know what spiritual starvation looks like? What are the signs and symptoms of that? I think it's feeling alone, unwanted, unloved, insignificant, feeling on the outside of life's inside joke. And with physical starvation, you give somebody bread. With spiritual starvation, you give them the bread of life, Jesus. See, there's something within our hearts that can only, a hunger within our hearts that it can only be satisfied by Jesus. Jesus said, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. I don't give as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid." Jesus wants to give us himself and satisfy the deepest longings of happiness within our hearts. He is our bread of life.